Y94.
Hiya, we're the Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday to you. Zero and Rad in the Playhouse today with, again, for the second day in a row, special guest host, friend of the day, Siri, which we appreciate you coming back for a second time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun up here.
Now, part of why I wanted to have you back, actually, I'll be honest, not that we didn't have fun yesterday and just in general, but a lot of why I wanted to have you back is because the one segment that I so badly wanted to do yesterday, we just had so much going on, we didn't do it. And I'd had you all prepared with your rant and everything, I think.
The rant is always prepared.
Well, I'm guessing this is your life.
Yes.
But when we were first started talking about you coming on and doing the guest host thing for a day or two here on the show as we look for new Maggie, you know, I asked you, I was like, you know, I got to imagine with a name like Siri, over the past couple of years, something really awful has probably happened to you.
Yes.
And that would be, I would imagine, every single person, and we saw it on Facebook and Text Club yesterday too, every person you interact with, the first thing they say to you is, oh, like the iPhone?
Exactly.
It's got to drive you nuts.
It does a little bit. Okay, so there's a pro and a con to it. First of all, pro is that they do remember my name after that, so there's that. But the con, obviously, is that there's like five different jokes that people have for the name. Like, oh, you know, do you ever talk to yourself? What does Siri think of the fact that you're named after her? Which I'm not. It's the other way around. They're like, oh, do you get like royalties from that? Do you get a free iPhone? I'm like, no, I don't. In fact, that's what makes it worse.
And it's got to be annoying because, I mean, you're an adult.
Yes.
You've had this name your entire life.
Yes.
Siri, the iPhone feature, has been around for a couple years.
Yeah.
So it's like suddenly your name has just been tainted.
Well, yeah, essentially. No, it's just annoying because now I'm like the Apple help desk. Now two people are telling me, you know, why does she do this? She says this to me and she's so sassy. And I'm like, listen, we're not connected at all. And I remember when it came out, I'm like, are you serious? Like, of the odds, what are the odds? Which doesn't really matter what the odds are. I just had that bad luck.
They could have called it Beth.
They could have.
Hillary.
Yeah, why didn't
Jane.
They choose like a more common name?
Mm-hmm.
Sam.
For sure, yeah. That would have probably made more sense in
Sarah.
A lot of ways.
Yeah.
So what you have is what I like to call, and we've talked about this on the show before, a tainted name.
Yes.
There is some sort of pop culture reference, something that has like ruined your name, and everybody else associates it with something else.
You know what else is awful? I also have a tainted birthday, too.
What's your birthday?
9/11.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I've got the worst luck.
That's a bad birthday,
yeah,
for sure.
It's just awful. So tainted name, tainted birthday.
Do you have, kind of like Siri does, a tainted name? Is your name Dorothy? And everybody goes, oh, like the Wizard of Oz. Is your name, unfortunately, Elliot? And everybody goes, like, E.T. What do people associate your name with? 2378, or you can text 35270.
That's not my name. That's not my name. The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94,
the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the Morning. Chat about what has tainted your name. Every time you tell somebody your name, you introduce yourself, they associate it with what? It could be a movie, a song, some sort of pop culture reference. What is your name, for example?
Hi, my name is Mercedes.
Mercedes. Well, that's pretty easy to figure out what ruined your name for you.
Like
the car.
They refer to me as Ben.
Oh, God. Oh, that's got to get old. Mercedes. Well, besides the car, though, I've known plenty of pole dancers named Mercedes. So I can kind of relate to that in that sense and fashion. Rhett, some of those texted tainted names.
My last name is Herman. So in school, Pee-wee was all too common. My name is Carly. I'm 23, and iCarly has ruined my life. They're not even spelled the same. Somebody else says Brady, the Brady Bunch. My name is Eileen. So everyone has to quote the song.
Yep.
People saying, come on, Eileen, isn't very flattering.
Well, yeah, depending on the context, I suppose. There was a woman that came here to do some business at the radio station, and it was one of the rare meetings that I was invited to. And I was actually the one that she probably hated because I was an offender of the exact thing that we're talking about. And this, because we've talked about tainted names before, so I felt bad right away, but I couldn't stop myself when she introduced herself to me as Roxanne.
Oh, you didn't.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
And the second it came out of my mouth, because she says, well, hi, I'm Roxanne. And I said, you know, you don't have to put on the red light. And just the look of disgust on her face. She hated me immediately. Hated me.
Well, and because it just comes out of your mouth and you don't stop and think how many times that's probably been said to that person.
Well, because they're new to you.
You know, actually, lately people have been saying, oh, just like the iPhone. I bet you get that all the time. Now that is the phrase after the typical phrase.
So finally they at least acknowledged that you've probably gotten that before.
But they still go there. Yeah. Why?
At some point, you could probably just never acknowledge it, I suppose.
Yeah, well.
That would be nice.
Yeah, right.
What is your name? Hi.
Carrie. Like Darrie.
Now, do you have psychic powers, or?
No. However, I'm so used to people saying, oh, like the movie Carrie? And so when they spell it wrong, they're like, oh, is it K-A-R-I? I'm like, yep, that's totally it. It's because it's like, as soon as I say the other way, they're like, oh, like the scary one, huh? Yeah.
And at some point, it's just got to get old having people be like, have you ever had blood spilled on you at prom?
Oh, yeah. You get it all the time. You're like, really?
Listen, we appreciate you calling into the Playhouse this morning. 237 hits. You can text 35270. We want to know, what is your tainted name?
The Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
You know, if you get a little crazy once in a while, that's when things get interesting.
Y94.
8:20 in the morning. 63 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94, the number one hit music station. Been discussing your tainted name. Is there something it's always associated with? A song, a movie, TV character, and in instance of Siri, who's in the studio with us, it's obviously...
an Apple product.
The Apple product. For you, your tainted name.
Well, my last name is Peacock, so my first name isn't too crazy, but my last name is Peacock. So I started out with the Clue references, and then of course, anytime that anybody sees a peacock, they have to take a picture of it and then tag me on Facebook. And then the Katy Perry song came out.
I gotta tell you, I really thought that a lot of this was gonna be, you know, like first names, movie references, song references. That is way different. So the animal has essentially ruined your name.
Right, but also the game of Clue and then the Katy Perry song.
Huh. Well, listen, that is a unique one. We appreciate you calling in.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. Now, as we look at the text club right there at 35270, it looks like there's quite a few coming in.
Oh, yes. My name is Diana, so people always say Princess Di or Dirty Diana after the Michael Jackson song. My name is Brandon Bieber. Justin sucks.
And
no, I'm not Canadian. My name is Allie, and people always say Allie McBeal. Fail. Johnny Cash's song, A Boy Named Sue, was really popular when I was born. So my parents used Sue as my middle name. My sister gets my great-great-grandmother's name as her middle name, and I get stuck with a Johnny Cash song for mine. Also, my mother blessed me with the name Tally, so I received the nickname Tally Whacker. I've been known as Whacker most of my life. Yay me. Thanks, Mom.
It does not take much to taint a name.
It could always be worse.
Just a celebrity, even. I mean, if your name's Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt... What is your tainted name?
James.
James. Now, what do you feel has ruined your name?
Huh?
What's tainted your name?
I didn't change it. People just referred to it as James and the Giant Peach.
Ah, James and the Giant Peach.
I think
Peach.
Your friends are just jerks.
You know, I got to tell you that, because you said James, and I'm like, I don't know what the... Because usually I can figure it out.
Yeah.
That this is what the reference is going to be. Yours kind of eluded me. What is your tainted name? 237. You can text 35270.
Get up. The Morning Playhouse.
First thing in the morning.
Y94.
Ed Sheeran was Sing. Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. I'm going to grab these last couple of responses to what's your tainted name. For whatever reason, people associate your name with blank. Some more of those texts, Rat.
Let's see. Patrick. It's Pat from SNL. Ugh. My name is Ben, and everyone thinks they're a comedian when they ask how long I've been gay. My husband's name is Chris Brown.
Ooh.
Everyone thinks they're clever by noticing and commenting. Occasionally, people will call me Rihanna and tell me to watch out for myself.
Oh, Lord.
However, my Chris Brown couldn't be a better man. Also, my name is Jenny, and I always hear 8675309, and then I get run, Forrest, run.
Oh, I was going to say Jenny.
And someone used to think that Janie's got a gun was Jenny's got a gun.
For you, your tainted name, either.
Cecilia. So you know where I'm going at, where Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees.
Well, thank you. That'll be in my head all day. Appreciate that very much. Your tainted name.
My name is Harley, like in the motorcycle, Harley, so.
I got a kitty cat at home named Harley, also named after the motorcycle.
Yeah, so people are always like, oh yeah, do you want to go take a ride, Harley? So I'm like, oh God.
The unfortunate thing about yours is it's so easy to make the kind of the filthy, dirty jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing some guys over the years will have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
At your expense.
Because, you know, Harley's like a rock thing, too. So you get the rock guys after you. Look out.
There's really no winning there. Your tainted name.
Well, okay. This isn't really like a tainted name. But my real name, given name, birth certificate, how I came out of the hospital was Patty. P-A-T-T-Y. Is my real name Patricia? And I'm like, no, it's Patty with a Y. P-A-T-T-Y. Well, yeah, but on your birth certificate, is it Patricia? And I'm like, no. You know, and nobody, they keep on and on. Everybody asks me if my real name is Patricia. And I hate Patricia. I just hate that name. But anyway.
I've known a couple of people over the years where their name will be something like Nick or John, and everybody just assumes, well, obviously your real name, your full name is Nicholas or Jonathan. They're like, no, my parents named me Nick. No, they named me John. And there, you see a lot of that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like your situation. Patricia. Rat, maybe a final run of the text.
My husband's name is Mike. He gets Mikey Likes It from the Life cereal commercial back in the day. My name is Elsa, like the queen from Frozen.
Oh, fun.
People always ask me if I want to build a snowman. Jake from State Farm.
Yes.
Luke Skywalker gets old real quick. Luke, I am your father. My last name is Stark, so I get asked, is Iron Man your dad? Or have you seen Game of Thrones? Or Stark Raving Mad? They all get old after about the 100th time. And my maiden name is Croft, so lots of Laura Croft jokes. I wish I had her job. Sadly, no tomb raiding for me.
And a couple of minutes here. Ingrid Michaelson, Girls Chase Boys, a little Miley as well. Finals on Beatdown voting in about 5 minutes.
Don't stop, turn that up, take it higher.
The Morning Playhouse.
Turn that up.
Y94.